With that, we'd like to see any joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning. We know Linda's traveling, Tina's traveling, Joanne is preparing to receive her family from Indiana, and let's see. Anybody else this morning? Janie?
I am having surgery on my foot on Wednesday.
Ah, the day before Thanksgiving.
The day before Thanksgiving. Mm. And my foot has reminded me all week that I am looking forward.
I am. You know, gentle reminder, right?
Gentle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. We'll certainly keep you in prayer for healing and a fast recovery. Sharon, why do I call you Sharon? Do you look like a Sharon? I don't know. The Rose of Sharon, maybe. I don't know. Sandra.
I have a bright one that my mother-in-law just had her 89th birthday this week on Friday. So we went down to Panama City yesterday to celebrate her birthday. And Jessica also went, which she hasn't been down there in quite some time, so they were thrilled about that. My friend Carlina, co-worker from Highway Safety that I've had on the prayer list that had leukemia, has passed.
Mm.
She passed on Thursday, and they will be having her service next month. And Stan got a call from his cousin yesterday whenever we got back from Panama City, and his cousin Steve Lawrence passed yesterday, and they will also be having his memorial service next month. They're, don't know what day, but Carlene is going to get stuff.
Thank you. Speaking of memorial services, those of you who remember when George Potter served this church, George passed away 2 weeks ago now, and they had his memorial service yesterday at St. Paul's, and I went and represented the church, and it was a nice memorial service. It's just Latricia, the pastor at St. Paul's, she did the eulogy, and she said, This is cute, but it's so true. She said, George was a strange bird. She said, but I'm a strange bird, so we got along pretty good. We're all strange birds in this old world, so we just want to continue to thank God for George's service, and now that he's safely home with the Lord. Anybody else? Judy?
We have children that's traveling. They're in their family went to the mountains for Thanksgiving. Also, my sister-in-law that had lung cancer, they called the hospice in this week to her. And our little guy that's in Pensacola, he's coming right along. He called us 11 pounds.
Yeah.
So he's doing really well.
His name is Maverick. I hope he lives up to that name, Maverick. Anybody else this morning? We want to keep Pat Singletary in prayer, too. Yeah.
Just for all those, we most of us have family we will be with Thanksgiving, and a lot of people sometimes, it's really tough season for a lot of people, and just pray for those, and that we'll have our hearts and our hands open, and be generous and kind.
Yeah. Thank you. I was looking at the turkeys this morning, and often I was thinking, I'm wondering about turkeys. When did turkeys get domesticated? And it goes back into the Egyptians, 2,000 some odd years ago, that they took some of the wild turkeys and they started feeding them and nurturing them, and now we got domesticated turkeys. You ever eat a wild turkey? They're not so good. I don't think they were anyhow. They're tough. But anyhow, so it's little tidbit for Thanksgiving, and so we're grateful. Anybody else?